The main disadvantage of the CIE chromaticity diagram is that it is a non-uniform space in visual terms and gives an unbalanced amount of space to the colours, such as green, as you'll see on your screen. Also, the use of the diagram for predicting the effect of mixing coloured lights does not apply to subtractive colour mixing, as in paints, for example. Since 1931, two important changes have been introduced. The 2-degree observer function has been supplemented by a 10-degree function, which more closely represents the size of samples used in industrial colour matching. More important is the adoption in 1976 of the CIELAB colour space as the standard uniform colour space.